This morning we have a guest joining us by phone to talk about a benefit coming up here this weekend in Oneida. Emily Wittrock is with us here this morning, and we're going to visit a little bit of about her friend, another Emily, who is going through some real-life issues and looking to get some help here this weekend from some friends and folks in the neighborhood. Emily, how are you here this morning?
Good, how are you?
Well, pretty good. Thank you so much. It's good to have good health. It's good to have good friends. Some folks have good friends, but the health part might not quite be there. We want to talk a little bit about a benefit here this morning with Emily Clausen this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about Emily Clausen? How are you involved?
So I'm from Oneida, and Emily's from Oneida. We actually were neighbors our entire pretty much childhood. She actually ended up buying her parents, Charl and David Clausen's house, which is still next to my parents, so we've known her forever. So I've kind of grew up with her. She was always at my house. I was always at her house, and we just kind of always kept in touch.
That's pretty neat. Not a lot of folks are able to keep in touch with childhood friends like that.
Yep. I kind of don't see her as often as you think I would, but we pass and talk fairly often, so
yeah.
Small town.
Well, yes, right. Small town is exactly right. Well, Emily
yep.
Clausen is going through some issues and has been for quite some time, but you and some friends are getting together to help her out a little bit with a benefit this weekend. Can you talk about her situation medically and what she's going through?
Yeah, I touched base with Emily and her mom, so I'm going to kind of give you some of the information they told me that I could share. So Emily was born with like oral facial digital syndrome as a child, had like cleft palate that was repaired. And then lip as well. So then as she grew up, when she was in her 20s, she started to have kidney problems, polycystic kidney disease. And that kind of predisposes her for kidney problems and kidney failure in the future. But when she was, I think, 2 years ago, so she's now 26 right now, but when she was 24, she got pregnant. And during her, 25th week of pregnancy, she started to have kidney failure. So she had her baby 3.5 months early, and the baby was placed in the NICU while Emily was admitted for about a month to try and save her kidneys. But they were unable to save her kidneys, so she is now stage 4 kidney disease, and she has to go to dialysis in Harlan 3 times a week as she waits for a kidney on the donor list through Unity Point at the moment.
You know, a time in one's life where you're expecting a child, you're excited, it should be a happy time, and obviously it was a difficult time.
Yes, absolutely. And the baby is healthy, and he's going to be 2 next month, but she's definitely 26 and dealing with a lot. She's still trying to work. She is a certified nursing assistant and works at Grapetree, but it's awfully hard to work when you are in dialysis for 4 hours a week, 3 times a week. You have to drive an hour just to get there, and then you kind of feel like crap the days you don't have it. So she's going through a lot also raising a toddler.
Yeah, exactly. Raising a toddler should be enough at that point, but you've got these other issues. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into this, but, you know, there's the reality, too. When you're staring at a young face, a 2-year-old mm-hmm. child who's depending upon you, obviously, to be around for a very long time, and you face the real fear that you may not be able to be there for them unless, you know, you get the opportunity to get that kidney transplant, that's scary.
Yes, absolutely.
Family support, I assume she has lots of that?
Yeah, she has brothers, sister, their spouses, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa. Her mom and dad are very, very supportive. David Clausen and Charl Clausen, they're lifelong residents of Oneida and Adair in Atlantic. David works at Hy-Vee here in Atlantic. So they've been even stepping up and being a crazy help, just getting me ready for this benefit. And they're just super appreciative of everyone's help.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. You know, you mentioned, too, Harlan doesn't seem like a long drive from here, but we've all seen gas prices these days, and if you're having to do it 3 or 4 times a week back and forth, you know, those costs add up very quickly.
Absolutely, and if she's not feeling well, she obviously is probably needing someone to take her, and her she is engaged to Brandon Johnson, and he does work for Hepler Trash Company, but I don't think I'm pretty sure he's having to take some time off, help with you know, her, I know they have some daycare, I believe, but I know they rely on mom or grandma and grandpa to help with that a lot as well.
Yeah. Sounds like a team effort.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so that's really what the benefit this weekend is for, is to help out with some of those expenses.
Yeah. Her dad had tried GoFundMe's and I kept seeing it, and I just kept seeing not much help from it. So one Sunday in January, I was like, screw it. Let's help her out. The community helped my family when my brother was younger with cancer. So it was our turn to help her out.
Wow. That's a great story too. Well, that's awful nice to be able to step up and be able to give back all these years later.
Yeah. I live in the CAM district and they're great. So I knew that everyone would step up and help. They've helped so many different people and different causes. So I knew that we would have good results regardless.
Well, very good. Well, we've set the basis here. Now we know what the issues are, and it's obviously urgent. We want to get this done. We want to get her through this. We can't solve her problem. We're not medical professionals. We're not necessarily matches for donors. So, you know, at the end of the day, we do what we can do, and raising money is something we can do as a group, right?
Absolutely.
All right, and that's what we're going to try to do here on Saturday. This Saturday, June 11th, at the Anita Community Center, you've got an activity going on there. Talk about what you're going to be doing.
So we're having a free will donation meal. We're going to have pulled pork, maid rides, and then a big like hot dog bar for kiddos with some desserts. And then we're doing a silent auction with small items to large items, honestly. We have anything from a fire pit basket, you know, a pizza gift card, or, you know, we have family photo sessions. We actually have a cabin, like a weekend cabin stay for, I think down in Stanton, if I think that's the correct location. And then we have even big items. We actually have a African safari hunt, 5-day hunt that was donated. And anyone can buy it from anywhere from $1 to as high as it can go. And then the people have everything covered, to go on a trip to Africa. They do have to pay for their flight, but it covers everything else. It's like a $15,000 value, so that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Yes.
You've got lots of interesting things here. I'm just looking at some of the things I have noted here. You mentioned the gift cards, but there's some furniture and flower items and different types of things. It sounds like you've got a wide variety.
Yep, we have multiple little things, so people don't have to feel obligated to buy something large. But then we have, like I said, we have the cabin stay. Mm-hmm. We have the African hunt. Someone has a two tickets with a hotel stay to a choice of like 4 days to the Chicago Cubs game. There's so many donations. I haven't even got to go through everything yet, to be honest.
Yeah. So it's worth your while to stop by and kind of look through and do a little window shopping and see what's available there.
Absolutely. And the live auction will be, or not live, the silent auction will go from 4 to 7:30, and then we'll stop it then so we can get everything figured out and closed up for the night.
Sure. So it could be a come-and-go thing, too. You could pop in early and put your bids in and then come back later, see what's going on.
Yep, or just tell a friend that's there to kind of watch a bid for you, and if you have a max amount, you can let us know and we can watch it for it as well. There's plenty of people there willing to help.
Excellent. That's terrific. And again, the goal to raise that good money to be able to help out with some of those medical and other expenses associated with what's been going on. Waiting for a kidney transplant, that's kind of difficult to go through too. How's she handling this?
I think she's handling it as well as she can. I think a lot of her family members have tried to see if they could donate, and they're not matches. So she's just really hoping for a perfect match sooner than later.
Yeah, at this point, is that really what it is? It's just kind of wait until you get word, and you never know when that'll come.
Yep, she's on the list, and it depends on how high up she is, you know, if anyone trumps her and who matches her.
All right, well, we wish her the best in that process, and hope you have a great turnout here this weekend and raise some good money. It sounds like it's a solid family who should get a lot of local support.
Yes, absolutely. I did make a... I'm working on setting up a benefit account at First National Bank as well, so people are able to donate to that. And that will directly go to her as well.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Very good. And I suppose if anyone knows any of the family members, if you happen to slip a check in their hand, they'd probably be willing to go ahead and make sure that gets taken care of for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's not just about the money. It's also about the support. But as we all know, the money is very important when you're going through situations like this. And you also have other obligations like trying to earn a living and trying to raise a family and, you know, move forward with life, too, while you wait for what you hope will be life-saving words. So that's this Saturday, June 11th at the Anita Community Center. Again, that's silent auction from 4 o'clock until 7:30. Come on out and check out all those great items that they have donated. Sounds like a lot of folks put up for this.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Emily Wittrock, thank you so much for the time here today and for all that you and your friends have done and family have done to make this an uplifting opportunity for Emily Clausen here this weekend. Good job.
Thank you very much. Hope to see everybody there.